Well, good morning. We come to the time of our online service when we look at the Old Testament reading, and this week it's out of Joshua, Joshua chapter 3, verses 1 through 17. The New Living Translation says this, starting at verse 7. The Lord told Joshua, "Today I begin to make you great in the eyes of all the Israelites. Now they will know that I am with you just as I was with Moses. Give these instructions to the priests who are carrying the Ark of the Covenant. When you reach the banks of the Jordan River, take a few steps into the river and stop." So Joshua told the Israelites, "Come and listen to what the Lord your God says. Today you will know that I am the living God who is among you, and he will surely drive out the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Hivites, the Perizzites, the Gergesites, and the Amorites, and the Jebusites." Think of it. The Ark of the Covenant, which belongs to the Lord of the whole earth, will lead you across the Jordan River. Now, choose 12 men from each tribe. The priests will be carrying the Ark of the Lord and the Lord of all the earth. And when their feet touch the water, the flow of the water will be cut off upstream, and the river will pile up there in one heap. And when the people set out to cross the Jordan, the priests who were carrying the Ark of the Covenant went ahead of them. Now it was the harvest season, and the Jordan was overflowing its bank. As soon as the feet of the priests who were carrying the Ark touched the water at the river's edge, the water began piling up at a town upstream called Adam, which is near Zethan. And the water below that point flowed on to the Dead Sea until the riverbed was dried. Then all the people crossed over near the city of Jericho. Meanwhile, the priests who were carrying the Ark of the Lord's Covenant stood on dry ground in the middle of the riverbed as the people passed by them. They waited there until everyone had crossed the Jordan on dry ground. May God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of his holy and precious word. You know, when we gather strength from having a love relationship with God. And how do we do that? We grow in strength by faith. Now, faith is like a muscle. It grows as it's used. And in this passage, God is telling Joshua to lead the people across the Jordan River, which is swollen to flood stage. The people are desert Bedouins who have never received their Red Cross life-saving badges. And here God wants them to cross over the Jordan River. Well, the holiest thing that they possess was the Ark of the Covenant. And it's being carried by the lead group. God said, in essence, "Hey, I will lead you through, but you have to get in the water first." Now, too often we fail to exercise our faith, and then we're surprised when we feel it deteriorating. God promises his strength, but first we have to step out of our comfort zone and test the water. Jesus has told us many things, and one of the things he said, "Test the Spirit and make sure it's of me," and it is by faith that we have that love relationship with God. Amen. Well, hope and pray you're having a good day. In Jesus' name, amen.